Welcome once again to Community Focus, our public affairs program on 97.5 Glory FM. I'm Mike Weifert. Joining me live in studio this morning is Hall County Commission Chairman David Gibbs to discuss last night's town hall meeting. It took place at the Hall County Government Center. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, Mike. Good to be here. I'm still lagging a little bit from that three-hour meeting last night after 9 o'clock.
I kept calling you this morning. It was morning wake-up call. I said, okay, yeah. Mr. Chairman, we talked last night about coming on this morning because this is a time that I think you need to talk to our listeners straight up and say, okay, here's what's going on. And so first of all, let everybody know about the meeting last night. What were your takeaways from the meeting?
Well, this courthouse is a huge deal for me, the citizens, and everybody in the county. So, and for the future of the county. So I made them get us three town hall meetings. The first one was last night. We're going to have one more next month. I think July the 8th, if I'm correct.
Yes.
And then we're going to have one in
August 12th.
So, it's very important to me to get feedback from the community. And, this is their community and their courthouse and their tax dollars. So it's very important to me. And I appreciate everybody coming last night. It was quite a few folks there. And it's good to see that people are getting involved. And I hope to double that the next meeting. So thank you for coming out. And the meeting was it was a good meeting. And that's what that's what I was hoping for. Good questions, good feedback. There again, this is not for me, it's for the people, it's for the community. So we just wanted to, especially me, wanted to hear from the community and get their feedback on what their issues or their concerns or their want list on the location and obviously spending their money on this courthouse.
Well, first off, I started listening to the stream that we had on our website last night that we hooked up with the Hall County Commission website. And there was a one-hour presentation, and it shows you how detailed the background has been going into letting everybody know what's going on here.
Yeah, it's very detailed, and obviously it even goes back. I came in January 1 of 2025, and when I walked in the door, it wasn't long till we had a couple of meetings, and I had no idea, that situation we're in with the courthouse, and that we're out of room, and we obviously need more room for our court system can be efficient. And we want them to be efficient. We've got the best court system, in my opinion, anywhere. They do a great job, and we couldn't make it without them. But we've got to take care of them and give them the space and the resources they need to continue to serve Hall County at the greatest excellence they can do.
It was impressive hearing from Judge Jason Deal last night. He was on the dais with you and Commissioner Greg Poole joined you as chairman. As Greg, there was Jason Deal there. There was interim Hall County Administrator John Gentry, a couple of the people involved in the process. And I really loved hearing from Judge Deal, and it was great to hear that other judges were there that really were interested in knowing what's going on with this thing.
Yes, I mean, obviously that's their house. That's where they work. That's where they spend most of their time. So it's very important to them to get this courthouse the way they need it. I'm not a judge. They know what they need. They know the space they need. They know all the ins and outs of what they need to operate, like I say, to the highest standard. And, it's our job to give them what they need, and it's our job to figure out the best location for this courthouse, obviously, and get the best future for this county, for our judges, and for the community, and to shape this county.
It was interesting, though, wasn't it, that even Judge Deal said, we don't have any say in where this thing's going to go. We have just a bunch of input as anybody else, but it's going to be the commissioners who make the final decision.
And that's absolutely correct. The judges are elected just like I am. Mm-hmm. So they go to work, and they don't really, in my opinion, why would they really care? I mean, we're not asking them to drive to Gwinnett County or out of the county or 20 miles up the road. So it's not like we're asking anybody to do anything unreasonable. So why would they really care where they have court? You do have an opinion and you do care a little bit on mm-hmm. certain things, but at the end of the day, it is the commission's final say on where that courthouse is going. So, and it all falls back on us. But I do appreciate them, having some input, which we want them to have input, mm-hmm. and we do listen to them. Trust me, we listen to them, and we really take to heart what they say and what they need because, you know, I'm not in that world, so they know what they need, and it's just something we have to get right to give them what they need to continue forward.
Our guest this morning on Community Focus is Hall County Commission Chairman David Gibbs, talking about last night's town hall meeting, discussing the expansion and the future of our Hall County Courthouse. So let's talk about some things. I know the people gave input into this thing, and a lot of questions, and what I kept hearing last night was, we don't know. And that was one of the biggest takeaways in my mind. There are so many questions, and there's also, when I heard the presentation, is that there's already a timeline. In one respect, this corporation, this company who was employed by the county, to go ahead and start doing things. Well, wait a minute now. We don't know things that we need to take care of before we – it's almost like we mentioned before, the cart before the horse thing going on right now.
That's exactly right, Mike. And my – you know, it's kind of – It's really, I don't know how to explain it, and I don't know really what's going on here, but I do know that why would you be telling folks you're going to purchase their land, and I'm not making this up, I'm not being mean, I'm not being pointing fingers, I'm not doing anything, because there's people there saying they have letters, it's not a secret.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't agree with it, then it could possibly go to condemnation. And Samuel Tyner last night said that mm-hmm. he had a letter that they was going to let him stay there for 3 more years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in my book, number one, what's the rush? We have not voted on a location for that courthouse. I mean, it's just what it is. It's not hard to see. It's honest, and we have not voted on a location for that courthouse. So why would you be telling folks you're going to buy their property before we have voted on the location? It's kind of like you're not going to buy a car if you don't know the price of the car. I just don't understand, and that's why I had a problem. And that's why I've opened this up for public comments, because people need to know what is going on in their county.
So one of the questions we heard last night was about really the referendum that we as citizens of Hall County with the SPLOST last year. Can you give more details about this? Does anybody really know? We said, okay, it's what we thought we voted on, but what did we really vote on from the standpoint of the amount of money going into this thing?
Yes, it's my understanding that now the lady spoke last mm-hmm. night, and she said she read it and it didn't read. But I remember that I thought, you know, in the referendum that it plainly stated that we was going to spend $125 million, but we would not take any debt bonds. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me be very clear on that. We can take bonds and get all the money we need.
Right.
That's just a fact of the matter. But we got to be fiscal conservative and take care of the money and take care of the taxpayers' money. And like I said last night, what do we want and what do we need? You know, as a child at Christmas, your wish list is big, but you know, you don't get everything you want. And that's because mom and daddy can't afford it. So Hall County, we need, and we told the people that we was going to spend $125 million, and I'm very particular about you know, trying to stay on what we tell folks we're going to do.
All right, so the big question for me is that we have 9 buildings, it was talked about last night, where there are judicial services that take place. With $125 million that we voted on last year, was that basically for the tower that we're going to replace what we've got in downtown Gainesville right now, where the main courthouse is?
Say that one more time.
So, Mike, are we looking at the $125 million
correct.
That we're looking at spending? Is that just for the one building like we have like right now? Or, you know, people say, okay, we got the wants and needs again. We
yes.
want to put everybody into one building.
Yes, yes, that's the ultimate goal.
But the needs right now, we got the one building that we really had to replace.
That's correct. The courthouse.
Right.
That's correct. So the problem with that is, you know, when you go and you have to, you know, obviously do land acquisition, if you got 17 properties, I think that's correct. It's 17.
They're on contact with you.
But, you know, I don't have it in front of me, but I think it's 17 properties that they're looking at. So, mm-hmm. you know, you have to take that money out of the $125 million, which, you know, it's going to cost $25 to $30 million is what they're speculating to purchase the property. Then you have to have demo infrastructure. You also have to do stormwater. You also have to everything else that comes along with the construction. Before you even put a shovel in the ground, we could possibly have $50 million invested.
At least.
Okay, but here's the problem I got. We don't know. So how do you vote on something mm-hmm. when you don't even know really what you're doing? So that's my problem with it. That's why I want to open it up to the public and get everybody's input and let people know what's going on.
Again, isn't that one of the big things, again, need versus want again? We need a new courthouse. But then there's eight other buildings that we have around the county that we have other offices in. They want to combine into the main building.
It's 7 to 9 buildings we got scattered out. Mm-hmm. You know, most of them's in city, maybe, in down Browns Bridge Road.
Right.
You know, because when I was at the fire department, I inspected those buildings. So there's 7 to 9. I think it's, I'm not sure. It's 7 to 9 buildings right. that we got scattered out. And there, some of them's old, you know, and
sure.
you just keep limping them along and patching them up. So if we have the opportunity now to get all of this under one roof in one spot, I mean, common sense, that's ultimately what we want to do. And it would be, you know,
the one thing
a whole lot more efficient.
Yeah. The one thing you mentioned last night at the end of the meeting, which lasted almost 3 hours, and you were talking last night, is that the bottom line is you want to get things right. Because of the future, we're looking, one of the plans was mentioned about, we're going through 2055 with what we're looking at the future of this courthouse building, and we got to get this thing right now.
That's absolutely correct. That's my only issue. We have to get it right for the county. And like I said last night, and I'll say it again, I don't have any beef in anywhere it goes, okay? If it fits best over here on Skits Mountain, if we can annex that in the city of Gainesville, then put it over there. We have to get it right. It's not my county, but my job is to make sure that we get this stuff right in the best possible way for the future of the county.
But aren't there certain areas in town or out on Browns Bridge that it fits better? I mean, I go ahead and mention Greg Pooh mentioned last night, there's 5 acres of land that's undeveloped in a certain part of town. Ain't really the best place to put it, though, from that standpoint. There's probably better places around town to put things that meet the needs of the judicial system.
Correct. And you know, that was the first, you know, I don't know where that land is, obviously. And see, he's like me. He's continually, his mind's ticking, trying to figure out the best
sure.
thing for the county. And, hey, I really appreciate him.
His
mind is like mine. We're always open-minded. And nothing's off the table. If another option comes up that seems to be better, let's talk about it. And that's the way we're supposed to be. So, but that's the first I'd heard about that, so I don't have any info on it yet.
But the idea is, it's the best place to put it when it makes sense about whether it be on Browns Bridge Road. Last night the presentation was made, they talked about 8 different locations had been really looked at, but they made the final 2 was either College Avenue or Browns Bridge Road. And the big thing is, from the gross market that was bought recently, is okay, it's seen, and one lady mentioned it, is that it seems like it's already a done deal, and you had to say, no, it's not. Everybody know about that.
Well, correct. So when I came in, you know, like I said, I found out real quick that courthouse had been a hot topic for a little while, you know, and they say 8 parcels was looked at, but mm-hmm. I never seen the 8 parcels. I couldn't tell you the 8 parcels because I think some of that was whittled down, you know.
You saw the final 2, didn't you?
Before I came in office. So I cannot speak on what was done prior to me coming
right.
in. So I don't know about the 8 parcels. But, you know, I did hear, obviously, last night that there was 8, and for whatever reason, you know, you can't expand the courthouse where it's at. You can't go up because it was designed wrong. The architect designed it wrong, and you can't expand it because there's no land. And even the parking deck can't go up on it because of the soil compaction. It will not withstand the weight, okay? And here's the problem with all that. All of that was done when we could have bought the old car wash. We could have bought the old bank building. There's several properties over the years. I was at the fire department 30 years that they could have bought.
Townview Plaza.
And Townview, we can go on and on and on
yep.
and on and on.
Sure.
but they failed to do it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've been operating in a reactive mode where we need to be proactive, okay? And we can sit here all day long and say this, say that, this should have been done, that should have been done, and I get all that, but that's been done, and I can't go back. If I could, I would, but we have to move forward, and that's what I'm trying to fix and have a good vision for this county and not be reactive in an emergency. Then you make poor decisions, and you end up patching it up, and I don't want to patch this courthouse up. We've got to get it right and be done with it, and then we can move forward in a positive direction.
And I appreciate that. I really do. You're a passion for this thing, you and Greg Poole also, but you mentioned last night you're only one vote. How do you get the other three commissioners to go along with some ideas?
That's a very good question. So, you know, government's set up that way, Mike, and you know that's where nobody can't be a dictator. Nobody wants to be a dictator, and I don't want to be a dictator. I've got opinions, they've got opinions, but it takes the majority vote to get something done, mm-hmm. and not super majority. It takes the majority of five. Some counties have seven, but with five, it takes three votes to get something done and to move forward, whether you like it or not. Okay. And that's the way it should be. But, you know, sometimes you get frustrated because you want to talk about things, and it just seems like the discussions don't get really thought about or taken seriously. So, and like the public said, you know, and I get it. That's why I want to have the meetings. I'm just as frustrated as they are. It looks like that the decision has already been made where that courthouse is going, because they're already, you know, trying to buy property, do this, do that. And it does look like that, but I'm telling you, it has never been voted on where that courthouse is going. So I wish somebody could help me make that make sense, because it makes no sense whatsoever to me. And there's no agreements on anything. We don't have any information of what we're voting on, how much money we're going to spend of your money. We have no concrete information. I know that there's surprises. You can't get it to the exact penny, but we have nothing. And I got a big problem with that, of voting for something that I don't even know what we're voting on, and doing a blank check to spend the taxpayers' money.
Well, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like Nancy Pelosi in Congress years ago, we got a voting bill before we know what's in the bill.
That's correct. I mean, I'm not going to vote for a blank check. I'm just not going to do it. It's not why I think people elected me to come in here. They elected me to change things and do the right thing, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
You know, we were talking with David Gibbs, the Hall County Commission Chairman, about last night's town hall meeting concerning the expansion of our judicial system with a new courthouse coming up sometime in the future. We'll see how it works out. But I thought one of the great points made last night by one of the people that spoke last night was that, with all due respect, Greg Poole's going to be gone in 6 months. You got Tyler Crawford taking his place. You got Kathy Cooper leaving in 6 months. Mark Turner takes her place. In another 2 years, you may be gone. Jeff Stowe may be gone. Billy Powell may be gone. So right now, decisions need to be made in a cohesive manner to look ahead to the future of this thing.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, you know, just like the election we just had, we got two new commissioners coming in, okay? And common sense, you know, really, why would you not want the new board being involved in these decisions? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But then on the other hand, you say, well, they hadn't been here. They don't really understand what we've been through. So I understand that.
Right.
So how do you balance that, mm-hmm. is the question. I mean, you got to be real here.
Sure.
They need some input, but on the other hand, they don't understand the years of what we've been, what they've been, uh-huh. you know, talking about, dealing with, the issues. They're going to have to be brought up to speed on all of this, and it's not going to happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight with me, and I'm still learning.
And that's the thing about this. This has been going on. I missed the first part of it, trying to get onto the website last night when the presentation was being made. And one question I had was a timeline. This appeared to be happening even years before you were elected to come onto the board.
Yes, the courthouse, yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When I came on, it wasn't a few months. You know, it started to, you know, chiming about, you know, talking about the courthouse was out of room. So mm-hmm. I went out there and toured the courthouse, and they are out of room. I'm just telling you, it was built too small when it was built. That goes back to the vision mm-hmm. of getting things correct to where we're not in this situation again in 10 years or however long.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is rest assured is we're growing and we're going to continue to grow. And we've got to get this courthouse in a spot to where, you know, at some point, if we, you know, we're going to have to obviously add on. We don't want to be landlocked. We want to be secure. And we just want to have room to breathe and room to grow and room to move and put this thing to bed and be done with it.
All right. Last night, one of the questions that was made also was about the sixth judge coming on board in January. And people had realized that's out of your hands. That was a state decision mandated saying we had to have a sixth judge starting in January. Let everybody know about
that's correct.
Not only one person, but how many people it takes and what we're going to do with that.
Yeah, my understanding is, you know, and that gets a little complicated. There again, that's something that you'd have to really go over there and be a part of mm-hmm. and spend a lot of time digging in on that. So that's, mm-hmm. you know, obviously, you know, that's we trust our judges. They know what they're doing. They know what they need, but that's legislative. So as commissioners, we cannot do anything about that. Period. But my understanding was last night, you know, is and that's kind of it gets a little complicated about the circuit. And,
uh-huh.
I mean, it does.
Sure.
I mean, so my understanding is we got a new judge coming on January 1.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been talked about for a while. You know,
yes, it is.
I can't tell you exactly how long, but I've heard about it since I've been in here.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're coming on January 1. And it's and I think they said last night it brings 17 people with them.
Right.
Okay. So you got 18 people that you got to do something with.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's no room for them.
And, right. There's no room. We finished out every closet over there. And I'm being honest with you.
Uh-huh.
They're busting at the seams. And it's not the judge's fault. It's just the sheer organic growth in this county.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to stop that. And you can argue this, argue that, but it's going to grow, and we have to be ready for the growth, or else we're going to be in an emergency situation, like I said, and we're going to have to be reactive. And when you get in that situation, you're setting yourself up for failure because you make quick decisions that do not make a whole lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want to be doing that anymore. We've got to step back. Slow down, talk about this, take the feelings out of it. You cannot conduct business if you let feelings get in the way. We've got to do that and do what's best for this county and the citizens of the county.
And there were comments made last night about, well, why can't you do this? You really didn't know how many hours that the judges were putting in. They put
That's
in
correct.
A tremendous amount of time. But it wasn't only them. It was the people like you and I who might go to the jury and work there and even the support staff is great. Do you want them at a courthouse to midnight, that kind of thing? And you're going to find a lot of people who are going to be jurors and I don't want to do this.
That's right. It's very easy to criticize Mike. I mean, just like criticizing you or me, you know, I don't know what you do all day. I mean, but it's very easy to criticize somebody when you really don't know what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
So you got to be really careful with that.
Sure.
I don't do that. I know for a fact that those judges in that court system is one of the best. I mean, it's the best there is. They do a lot of work. They're very, you know, they really put out a lot of cases. Well, you heard Jason last night.
I did.
Judge Deal talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, just like me doing my job, you know, most folks say, well, that commissioner don't do nothing. Well, let me tell you something. This is way more than full time. When you care and you have passion for your job, and the people in this county, it is incredible at what I'm dealing with right now. The easiest thing in the world is to do nothing, but that ain't me. And if you don't have the passion for your job, you're not good at it. So I am absolutely, this is from the time I get up, from the time I go to bed, and I don't go to bed to midnight most of the time now, and it's wide open. Emails, phone calls, dealing with something in this county that I'm trying to get right for the people in this county, and just know that this is not easy. And now I see why folks don't run for this job.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have the passion, you don't need to be here.
But what we're finding out, though, is you as commission chairman, you're trying to fix things. You've been doing it since day one, haven't you? The things that were done in the past that weren't done correctly.
That's correct. It's like children, Mike. If you don't set some rules and parameters, and it's the way that they've always done it, then mm-hmm. they're going to continue to always do it. Well, when you come in and you try to get things in the right way and move forward in a positive direction, it takes a little while for things to get changed. You know, well, that's the way we've always done it. Well, that really don't mean anything to me.
Right.
You know, so if you've done it the wrong way for 20 years, what does that really mean? It means you don't want to change.
Well, so, that one thing right there, though, is that throughout the years, we want to save money. We want to save money. We want to save money. But we end up costing us a lot of money because I have them trying to save money, and it was a mistake in the very beginning. I know you don't want to be wasteful. You'll be the best steward you can of our money, but at the same time, we got to get this thing right.
That's exactly what I've been saying the whole time. You can watch the video. We've got to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And put this thing to bed, Mike, and move forward and take this thing off our plate, and let's get something moving forward and move on to other issues that we need to be dealing with.
And with that moving forward, sir, is the fact that no matter where this thing goes, either on College Avenue or on Browns Ridge Road at the current government center location there with the land we have there, it's going to affect other things in the community. If, you know, there's going to be development going on either on Browns Ridge Road or in downtown Gainesville there near College Avenue.
Yeah. And let me elaborate on that just a little bit. You know, the city, you know, their vision, they have a vision, and hey, I'm good with that. I think that they've done a fantastic job with that up there. 'Cause when I was at the city, you know, that courthouse was desolate. There was nobody there, and nobody wants to see stuff sitting dilapidated. And, you know, it's good to see movement. It's good to see growth, but we have to plan out our growth and make sure it's doing what we want it to do. Mm-hmm. And it's not outrunning all of our resources, and we've got to plan this thing out. So if it and like I say, I don't have beef in where it goes. Okay, so let's just say if we put it out Browns Ridge Road, mm-hmm. we got 32 acres. We can secure the property 100%. You got room. Now this is just common sense.
Right.
We got room to breathe. We got room to expand. We never have to worry about land acquisition. We bought that building for $6.2 million
building. The government center right now, the old Liberty Mutual building.
Yes, 150,000 square foot building and 32 acres. And we leased it back to Liberty Mutual for $1 million for 1 year. So we've got a little around $5 million in that. We can't even remodel the third floor of the government center for $3 million. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I assume that the commissioners then bought that with that intent for the future of the county.
Right.
It's the best deal they've ever made, and you're going to go spend $30 million on land when you got a building and land. You got $5 million in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm not saying they had to do some remodeling. I don't care about all that. That's a given.
Right.
Before they moved in it. But it's a fantastic piece of property. It will spur our economic development growth out there, and just let it develop on its own. You don't have to rush things,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we're not asking anybody to drive, but maybe, you know, I drove it. It's like 6 or 7 minutes from the other courthouse up through there. Mm-hmm. 6 or 7 minutes.
Compared to people talking about walking. You and Greg Peel both walked. It's going to take almost 15 minutes to go from College Avenue to the square.
It took me 13 minutes, and I'm 6'4", long legs. It took me 13 minutes, and I was not, you know, I was stretching it out pretty good.
Uh-huh.
It took me about 13 minutes to walk from College Avenue to the existing courthouse. Now, you tell me that people's going to do that in high heels, suits, in 100-degree heat, and putting people in jail, and all those apartments around that. I'm like, Greg, I just don't see it happening, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those things that you just got to scratch your head and be real, because we need to make sure that our judges and even the people who work there are safe also. That's a big concern of mine. I don't want them walking 13 minutes across town. That is not safe. You're out in the public eye for 13 minutes. And I don't want to be the guy for something to happen and then say, wow, why did that happen? You know, and nobody starts pointing fingers till something bad happens.
Sure. This is Community Focus, our public affairs program on 97.5 Glory FM. We're going past our usual 9:30 cutoff. We're going to the top of the hour with Commission Chairman David Gills. This is so important, what happened last night. Again, the next meeting takes place on Wednesday, July 8th, and then on Wednesday, August 12th. And then we'll see what happens after that point. And your public input is so very important to hear your comments. Last night was a big education for a lot of people last night. One question I had for you last night, can you, everybody know, just approximately, how much land do we have there where the current courthouse is downtown? Because we're looking at this development on College Avenue, and also we have 32 acres, you say, over at the Hall County Government Center. How much land do we actually need to build a courthouse?
Well, I think on well, it just depends, Mike.
Right.
You know, and like I say, they've whittled this thing down. And so if you just build one building, I mean,
right,
you know, I think they're looking at 4, 5, 6 acres. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Right.
So the one we're in now, you know, is kind of, it's kind of odd because we own, I don't know how much land we have there. I hadn't looked that up, but that's
right.
A good point. I will look that up. But we've got the existing courthouse. We've got the 36. We've got.
Well, just the current 76. Courthouse. So it like is several acres
but
of land.
No, it ain't several acres. But
right.
We've got, well, all combined right there, you know.
Right, I understand. Everything combined,
sure.
But just
yes.
That one building.
Yes, and we also own the center of the square.
Right.
That's where the old courthouse used to sit.
That was interesting to hear, too.
And it burned down. And then at one point, you know, the tornado took it out.
Right.
And that's when they built the other one, and then they built the new one, 2022 we're in now. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's the county, that's the seat right there, okay? That's where the old courthouse sat. And my understanding is we used to own about 50 acres up there. And then over time, you know, it just got sold off. So that's the public square, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that is what the intent of that was. And that public square is for the people. And then tent, you know, I've looked back at some of the old records, is for that to be the public square forever.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's just what it is.
Right.
And it's a lot of history there. But we do own the center of the square.
Right.
But we still don't know exactly what we own. I can't find a plat, or nobody can show me a plat of what we actually own. So that's yet to be determined.
Okay.
And it's kind of odd to me that, you know, 150 years to whatever, that we, you know, and I get it back then that, you know, it went from this chain, this post, this, you know how the plats were written up.
Right.
But I do not have a plat that I can read to go up there and say, this is our line.
Okay. So why is that important for people looking at this courthouse?
The center of the square?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think it's important because, you know, Old Joe sits there.
Right.
The Daughters of the Confederacy. Well, you know, they had a 99-year lease with Hall County.
Mm-hmm.
The Daughters own the statue.
Right.
Okay, and I'm pretty sure there's state law now that you can't even move statues anymore. I don't know. There's a lot of laws there. But anyway.
Uh-huh.
It's been there for a long time, and, you know, their understanding was it says it's a 99-year perpetual lease. Well, you can interpret that however you want to interpret it, but 99-year perpetual to me means, you know, 99 years, you do it again.
Right, perpetual means that, yes.
And because the law is you cannot do a lease forever, so they do a 99-year perpetual. So that's my, you know, that land don't belong to me. That belongs to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just what it is. And that was, the intent was that to be left alone and be, you know, the public square, which means public forever.
Right.
That's just what the way it was intended to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think that it can ever be sold or given away or anything for, you know, construction or alteration. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But that's very important to me to kind of leave that alone and for the people. I mean, it's just for the people. But that's be determined for a later date and do a little more investigation on that. But I would like to have a plat of what we own up there.
Okay. So we know we got the land there from the courthouse in 36 to 75 to 02. Now we're looking at building on another one from the 02 courthouse, either on College Avenue or on Browns Ridge Road at the Government Center locations. We're talking with David Gibbs, our Hall County Commission Chairman. So let everybody know, talk about this. Why is it so important for the College Avenue location to have an intergovernmental agreement, an IGA, with the city of Gainesville?
Well, obviously, Mike, that's pretty simple. I mean, if, like I said, if we go over there and say we're going to buy these properties and build this courthouse, you know, you're just basically a blank check. So we don't know who, you know, in other words, so we're going to go over there and do all the heavy lifting and fix everything over there in the city. So without if we do an IGA, it lets them put some skin in the game to help us get the infrastructure fixed over there, which benefits the city of Gainesville. Obviously, I mean, it's in the city of Gainesville. God forbid, you know, I mean, it's just common sense.
Mm-hmm.
So you want an IGA because you want to be a good neighbor with your municipalities, okay?
Right.
Hall County does not need to do all the lifting over there, all the heavy lifting, because the city's going to benefit massive from the infrastructure fix for their vision for the county. I've seen the plan. I mean, and that's good. You want growth, you know,
mm-hmm.
But we all have to put our part in to do that. So if we're not going to have an IGA and have some skin in the game, why would you not go somewhere else and do it on your own,
mm-hmm.
and build up Hall County's infrastructure and our development and our growth? Why would you not do that?
There was one question that I had hearing the meeting last night was about the IGA. It kept being stressed about, well, the city's going to put in $10 million to help build a parking deck. And the county just bought the Old Grubbs Market property to build a proposed parking deck. And then last night we're talking about the amount of money it costs for a parking deck and how many spaces that we need. They said the $20 million that we have allocated for a parking deck would only build 4 to 5 stories, which is what basically the city has in different places across the city now. And so, okay, if it's going to cost us $20 million to build a 4-story deck, I heard we need a 9 to 10-story deck. Well, $10 million means it's going to only add a couple more stories. Where's all the money going to go to do what we got to do?
Well, on the parking deck?
Yes, that makes sense.
Well, from what they said last night, the best I took out of that was, and I'd heard close to that, you know, of course, mm-hmm. We've talked about it a little bit. It's roughly about $30,000 per
space.
Spot.
Yes.
Per
it's
spot.
Amazing.
So if you take $20 million for round numbers, you know,
uh-huh.
700 spaces in your head, you know, if you can do simple math, it's going
right.
to be like $21 million.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So $20 million is going to get us about 700 parking places.
Mm-hmm.
So if the city puts in 10.
We should have the 900 we need in. Okay.
That's right. So, okay. So what they're saying is to share the deck where the city can have parking and we can have parking. I get all that.
Sure.
I get all that. So that's the deal with that. But there again, there's been nothing confirmed, nothing signed, nothing. So how do you even know what you're doing if you don't even have any agreements?
That's the question too, because supposedly they bought a building. It's a future location for a dig.
4 to 5 years ago.
Right.
Yes.
And then the county now has bought the Groves Market property. Well, you know, we're going to look at destroying two buildings, put a parking deck in downtown Gainesville. And then it's not even that close to the new courthouse location looking on College Avenue, is it? I mean, you got to walk a ways to get to it.
So. Well, that's another thing that I was kind of, you know, concerned about is, you know, the parking deck is where the old Gainesville Paints, what I remember. You know, I'm 56 years old, so I don't really remember much more than, you know, I remember Gainesville Paint decorating being there.
Okay.
So, it's in that site, so you've basically got to walk across the street some way, and I don't know what's going to transpire there, and walk a good ways to get to the courthouse.
Uh-huh.
So really, what are you really accomplishing for folks to be, you know, are you just wanting parking, or are you wanting people to be, you know, taking care of folks that were obviously the goal to me would be to keep them out of the elements.
Sure.
I mean, that's the goal. That's the main thing I hear at Browns Bridge Road,
because
mm-hmm. they've got to walk so far in the rain, the snow, the heat, the whatever.
Right.
You know, and it's just not the perfect scenario for me.
The figure that I heard, it surprised me to death. They said in this, the presentation, if we put the courthouse at the Browns Bridge location with what we've got now with the offices there with the government, is this going to take a deck that's going to hold 1,500 cars? That's amazing to me.
All right. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Please.
Now, this is my take. I'm not here to tell you I'm a genius. I'm not an engineer. I'm not anything. But I do have some common sense here. So, you know, at the 1,500 spaces, how they derived at 1,500 spaces is, this is very important to understand. I say very important. It's just very interesting.
Sure.
And that's why we have these talks, you know, because you may see some things that I don't know and bring to my attention, and I say, hey, that's great. So 1,500 spaces, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So like I say, we've got about $5.5 million in that building out there. 150,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now keep in mind, our courthouse now is 150,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
The government center is about 160, so we're actually about 10,000 square foot bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that government center, you can see the pad, you can see the bridge. It was designed to add on to.
Right.
They had a plan. The plans are still there. They had a vision.
Mm-hmm.
It's already been planned to add on to that building. So the 1,500 spaces comes in. Obviously, I mean, I can kind of do that in my head too, is if we build a courthouse out there.
Right.
Okay. We're going to need 1,500 spaces according to the study or whoever. I don't know.
Right.
1,500 spaces, because we're going to have the court system, and we're going to have all of our admin building.
Right.
So, you know, you understand that.
Yes, sir.
You've got to have a lot more parking place, because you're basically adding more parking onto the admin that's there now. But if we build a courthouse, we're going to lose our hard service spaces. Okay?
Right.
So then we're going to have to build a deck big enough for that. Okay? So I'm going to tell you, I didn't get into it last night, but I will in the next meeting. Here's my take on that. Now, this is just me talking.
Right.
If we build a building out there, you know, they talk about supplement. Well, if you build it downtown, you're still dealing with two buildings. If you build it out Browns Ridge, you're still building with two buildings. If you don't suck up the cost and build it big enough to get everything under one roof. All right. If we will go that route,
mm-hmm.
The only difference is one's a little closer than the other one. Mm-hmm. So really, to me, I mean, you're not walking anyway.
Right.
So if we build it out there, then we could truly supplement the Liberty Mutual building with the new courthouse building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what you could do is, obviously, you'd have to build a parking deck first. Then when the courthouse gets built, then my first thought was, and they said, nobody's ever thought about that. And I said, wow. I said, then we could move admin to the existing courthouse.
Right.
Okay. Now think about that. Here's what that does. Now you've got 300 something thousand square feet out there that you're truly supplementing with.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got an admin downtown. Now keep in mind, if you sold that building, in my opinion, let's say you got $20 million for it, mm-hmm. you're selling a building that would take $150 million to build. That don't compute in my head if we need that space. And we've already got 528 covered parking spaces at that facility.
Right.
So that was my initial thought. And there's going to be some pain with that, you know, and having to shuffle stuff around, but you're going to have some pain with any of it.
All right, so the pain was, Greg Poole said it's going to cost $43 million to renovate the courthouse if you put the admin
there. I think he asked the question, and John Gent or somebody said that it was $43 million.
Greg said that.
Yeah, but he asked somebody that question.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But I'm not sure on that. But
see, a lot of money.
But, you know, we're remodeling the third floor for like, I don't know.
$3-4 million.
I can't remember. $3 million. I don't remember.
Right.
I ain't got the figure in front of me. But if you take that, if you took $5 million
right.
times four floors.
$20 million.
That's only $20 million.
Right.
So I don't know how real these figures are is my question.
Sure.
And even if you put $20 million in that building.
Compared to what
you still, you have a $150 million building.
Right.
Okay. So you're going to sell it for 20? That won't even build a parking deck. So in my mind, you're selling your building for 20 cents on the dollar when you need the space anyway. They sit there and say, we got to have more space. We got to do this. We got to buy this building. We got to buy this land. Well, you've already got the building.
Right.
So try to utilize what you have.
All right.
Remodel it, and then it's in fantastic shape. And then we've got a $150 million building that's already paid for, but if we put 20 in it, so what?
All right, one of the final things we got for you here in the last 5 minutes, circle back around to what was said about the time frame, is that the man who made the presentation was saying that we need to get an architect next month. We need to start building on a deck in spring of next year, and we're going to be in the new building by the end of 2030. And then we hear from Sam Tyner of Town View Coin Laundry saying that he's been given a letter of intent to say, you're selling your building by December 31, or we're taking it over. But then you got 3 years to 2030
to move out.
So help me with this understanding about the time frame.
That's me. That's why I asked Samuel. I said, hey, what did you just say? You told me, you mm-hmm. know, I'd heard that we was going to start that. And then I heard that he's got 3 years to be out. And that's why I asked the question. I said, something ain't computing right here in my head, you mm-hmm. know? So what's the deal? What are we doing? That goes back to my question, what I said.
Mm-hmm.
What are we really doing? And I know there's a phase one and a phase two and this and that. But there again, that's something I've got to check on and see what's going on with that, because that's the first I'd heard about that. And the letter, I told him, I said, send me a copy of the letter. I want to read it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get that today, I'm sure.
Let's hope so. Because
I'm going to go get it.
Between Gene Cobb and Sam Tyner, we need to know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. I've got to know what's going on where I can orchestrate this as being chairman, which I'm elected to do, and get this thing right. I can't get it right if I don't know what we're doing.
And you're finding out, sir, with all due respect, there's somebody who knows what's going on, and we were trying to find the information. We're trying to find the answers right now, and that's the biggest thing right now, isn't it?
Yes. We're trying to figure out, and me included,
mm-hmm.
of exactly what we're doing.
Because we kept hearing last night, I don't know. And that's fine. But before we make a decision, we need to find some answers to these things.
That's exactly why I demanded 3 public hearings, forums for this deal right here. We need to talk about it, and the public needs to know. And they got questions that I miss, and we need to know what's going on.
Well, you need to know who ended up is Gene Kopp asked the question, and nobody gave him the answer. Who gave the authority to send him a letter of intent after Zach Probst left and back in May? And is okay, who's making the decisions?
That's correct. All I can tell you is the fact of the matter is the majority of the board gave the previous administrator the authority to move forward and hire a real estate company to start looking into that and do appraisals.
Get appraisals is one thing.
Yeah, that's what was done. Now, the previous administrator's gone, okay? The one in the interim now, the question that Greg had was, we have never talked about giving him the authority to do that.
And he's assumed he has the authority by taking it over.
So per the
Rose.
Parliamentary procedures,
mm-hmm.
Is that right or is it wrong? And I'm struggling with a lot of that now because I'm having to, you know, bring some things out that hadn't been done right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the question. So I've got to research that. But according to John, he feels like that when he was put in interim, that same power, the same
authority
automatically goes to him. And I don't know. I don't know that that's the way the process works.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just here to make sure we go by the process
right.
And do it the right way to where we keep ourselves out of trouble, which, you know, we don't want to inflict any trouble on ourselves. We just want to do it the right way. I'm going to do it the right way.
Well, and Payne also, Dexter Sims last night, who has a mortuary there on College Avenue, said, what's going to happen to me?
Yes.
You put me out of business.
Yes, exactly. And that's why I wanted to have these meetings and hear from the true people out here in the community and see what their thoughts and process and see what they're, you know, how they're feeling about all this.
Well, again, thank you for your time here this morning. And our guest this morning on Community Focus has been Hall County Commission Chairman David Gibbs joining us to talk about the courthouse. The next meeting takes place on Wednesday, July 8th, and then there'll be the third meeting on Wednesday, August the 12th. And he's got a voting session taking place this evening at the Hall County Government Center. He'll be talking about passing a budget for the upcoming year. So you're invited to be a part of that. We'll have the live stream on our website at WGTJradio.com coming up this evening. So stay tuned for that. And we've got much more for you coming up on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ Murrayville, Gainesville, and W248DL Murrayville, Gainesville. It's 10 o'clock.